So much news out of Mexico, Matt Bevan.
There is.
We have got time for some more world news this morning. What's going on?
G'day, Hamish. It's 3 months since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, creating the worst natural disaster on record in that island. As we've heard over the last few months, over 1 million Puerto Ricans who are American citizens are still without power. There were expectations that 95% of Puerto Ricans would have power by now, but it's actually only around 61%. As far as I can tell, US President Donald Trump last spoke about the island a little over 2 weeks ago.
Puerto Rico has been a very tough situation because of the fact that it was in very, very bad shape before the storms ever hit. But they're doing well there, and it's healing, and it's getting better, and we're getting them power and all of the things that they have to have.
President Trump has spoken in the past about how happy he has been with the response of the federal government to the natural disaster in Puerto Rico. He was asked while sitting next to the governor of Puerto Rico how he rated the response to the disaster out of 10.
I'd say it was a 10. When you talk about relief, when you talk about search, when you talk about all of the different levels, and even when you talk about lives saved, you look at the number. I mean, this was, I think it was worse than Katrina.
What he means there is the hurricane's strength was worse than Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He's also compared the two situations, Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Maria, while visiting Puerto Rico itself.
Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died. Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands.
The official government death toll is now 64, but the mayor of Puerto Rico's largest city, Carmen Yulín Cruz, says she thinks it's much higher. Here she is on CNN at the beginning of November.
What do you think the actual death toll is?
Well, the number of cremations for 1 month is 911, and that's an outstanding number.
What is it usually for a month?
Usually it's about half that. So what we do know for sure is that people are being cataloged as dying out of natural deaths when they were, for example, hooked to a respirator. There's no power.
The New York Times have been looking into this in the last week. They have published analysis which indicated that the death toll was much, much higher than 64. Looking at the daily mortality data from Puerto Rico's Vital Statistics Bureau, the Times found that in the 42 days after Hurricane Maria made landfall, 1,052 more people than usual died across the island. That's compared with the same period in 2015 and 2016. If you look at the 3 years placed side by side on a chart, you can very clearly see a big spike in the number of deaths. The Center for Investigative Journalism in Puerto Rico found a similar figure, and CNN called half of the island's funeral homes and found that at those funeral homes alone, 499 more funerals which could be tied to the hurricane had taken place than the official death toll. So if the death toll is around 1,000, it would still be lower than the estimated 1,800 who died in Hurricane Katrina, but it would be the worst natural disaster in the US in a decade. This morning the news is that Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello has ordered an official review of the death count. The president, meanwhile, has indicated last month that he thought the military had better things to do than working in Puerto Rico.
We now actually have military distributing food, something that really they shouldn't have to be doing.
As I say, Hamish, we're 3 months on from the hurricane making landfall.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you again.
Cheers, Hamish.